We are on Daf, Kuf Aleph, Amad Aleph. I'd like to just go over again quickly the sugya and perhaps mention a few ha'ores. Iboy Elohu yesh svach samonim ala tzemel, ayen svach samonim ala tzemel. So Rashi said, kloima chazusa milsehi ilav milseh. You have samonim, you have tzemer is dyed. Is it considered that you have samonim ba'en on the tzemer? I ain't shvach samonim ala tzemer, that is chazusa lav milsi, it's not considered that I have tzeva ba'en. So now we have to know what the nafkamin is, what the case is that will clear these two tzedodim. So the Gemara asks, Eichidami. Ileime the gozal samonim v'dakinu v'talnuhu v'tzova behem. If a person stole dry samonim and he ground them and he soaked them and then he was seveya, teipik leim b'shum dekananu b'shinui. So l'cheira the Gemara means to say, and we'll see the later cases, the Gemara understood that if you hold ein shvach samamonim al gabi tzema, so the Bailam doesn't have any samamonim on the tzema. If hold yesh shvach samamonim, the Bailam has samamonim, and after he has to give it back to him. So the Gemara says, but if it's speaking about that he made a shinui in order to make the samamonim, so the Bailam Vaita doesn't have. The Baal Baitas doesn't have samamonim. If yesh shvach samamonim, because the samamonim belong to the gazlan. So there's no difference between yesh shvach and ein shvach. The Baal Masayvi said doesn't possess the samamonim. Leitzriche, so the Gemara says, no, the shows as follows. The gozal samamonim shruyim. He did not make a shinui. He stole dai. Bitzova bohu, my yesh shvach samonim al gabi tzema. So Poshet Pshat is that he stole samamonim, and he took the samamonim and he dyed his tzema. My yesh shvach samonim al gabi tzema, the omalei hav li samanoi dishakaltinu. Give me back my samamonim. I do my ein shvach samamonim al gabi tzema. Amalei les loch gaboi b'loi midi. You can tell him, I don't have anything of yours. Chazus alav milsi. Now, the Gemara at the present time seems to be saying as follows. The Gemara seems to be saying that the shaila is there a tviya of mamoini gaboch? Can the Baal HaTzeva Taine, that means the Tzeva belongs to Shimon, the Tzeva belongs to Reuven, Reuven stole Shimon's Tzeva, and now he dyed his Tzema. Now Shimon comes over to him and says, give me back my Tzeva, Mameini Gaboch. So if Yesh Shvach Samonim Al Gabi Tzema, so he's right, Mameini Gaboch, they can run back. You can run back, you have my moment. We hold ein shvach samonim al gabi tzema. I don't have anything. This is chazus alav milsa. I don't have anything. What do you want? Now, just let us say one thing. If this is the shaila, the Gemara is going to ask on this in 1 minute, but before we go further, if this is the shaila, is very good what the Gemara said till now. If it's speaking about that the Gazlan made a shinui in the tzeva, so if it's hold yesh shvach samamonim al gabi tzema, but it's not mameini gaboch, it's mine, I'm sorry. So memele, l'cheire, the previous hakdome that the Gemara had said, it can't be speaking about he made a shinui in order to create the samamonim, because then we won't have any shaila. So l'cheire, according to this hakim, it's also very good. Because the shaila is now, is there a tviya of mameini gaboch or no? And if he was kind of a shini, it's right or not mameini gaboch. So that is the shayla of the Gemara. Can he be toiveya the samamonim from him? Less loch gaboy v'loy miti. Omri. So the Gemara asks Amora de Kekashe, v'yein shvach samonim al gabi tzema. Afilu you'll say that there's ein shvach samonim al gabi tzema. Mi motzi omale less loch gaboy v'loy miti. He can tie, there's no tviya mamayni gaboch. Name alay, havli samanoi davse detinu. Why are you looking now? Now, it's not my money, Gabbok. But you stole my samamonim. They're not here anymore. Fine. You stole something of mine and you lost it. You got rid of it. So you have to pay. Kalakazlonim mishalmim kishas agzela. So the Gemara has samarit the kekasha. How could you say that the Shaila is there a tvi of Mamoini Gaboch or not tvi of Mamoini Gaboch? That means if you're looking at the Shaila in that way, you're oblivious how we got the Samamonim. You're starting now, is there a tvi of Mamoini Gaboch or not? Let's start from how we got the Samamonim. He stole the Samamonim, so Bosgate Meron that now ain't Shvach Samamonim Agabitzema. But you stole Samamonim from me. It's not here anymore. Fine, pay me for it. So what's the nafki meaning? That's the Gemara Shaila. Is the Gemara understood now that if you hold ein shvach, he's potter? So the boss says, why is he potter ein shvach? You stole it, pay for it. It's not here anymore, so what? So pay for it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, the Emerson, because of this kasha, the Gemara's going to say a whole different shot. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, what was the havamina of the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara had a havamina. This was the Shaila. If you hold Ein Shvach, he's potter to pay. You hold Yeshvach, he's chayiv to pay. There's a chiv mamayni gaboch. There's not a chiv mamayni gaboch. I mean, the Gemara says, what kind of Shaila is this? He's bochiv to pay because he stole the samonim. I mean, what was the havamina of the Gemara? Lulei de Misafina, I would like to say, a pshat in the Gemara, when perhaps this kasha would be Frankfurt. I once saw a Moiradike Rabbi Keveger in Ksav V'choisim Rabbi Keveger. This is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Rabbi Keveger and Gidden. Rabbi Keveger, perhaps we would never clear such a shaila, but Rabbi Keveger cleared a shaila. Rabbi Keveger is a shaila. Kveig declares a shaila as follows. That, declares what happens if a cotton steals something? Is he kind of bishinli? Shaila of Rabbi Kveig, is he kind of bishinli? So Rabbi Kveig starts saying, how can he be kind of bishinli? In order to be kind of a chin, you have to make a maisa kinyan. A gazan has to make a maisa kinyan. You have to make a bashicha, you have to make a agbor. There's a mishnah merube. If you were schlepping out from the bailam's reshus and you never took it out of the bailam's reshus, you're not a gazan, you're a ganer. So a cotton is a lav bardas. So memeila, lechaire, he should, he can't be kind of bishinli. He's not a gazan. How can he become a gazan? You have to make a maisa kinyan. No. He says, because I'll ask you another kasha. You say a cotton has to make a maisa kinyan, you can't make a maisa kinyan. So every gazlan also can't make a maisa kinyan. How can you make a maisa kinyan on Yenim Schaifetz? Yeah, it's Yenim Schaifetz. I'm making a maisa kinyan on Yenim Schaifetz. You can't make a maisa kinyan on Yenim Schaifetz. How does every gzela work? Kasha of Rabbi Kevega. Zogt Rabbi Kevega, so he says, I have two mahalchim. How to understand every gazel, and I have a shaila. But the Kveger Azoi, it could be that it's a good kasha. How is a gazel chayev bonsen? How is he kind of bishin? He didn't make a maisa kinyan. The Torah said ki ilu the nigzel was makne to him. I mean, l'gabi chiyuvim, l'gabi kinyan shinoi. That's what you have to say. There was no maisa kinyan. Was ki ilu the nigzel was makne to him. So Mamela, that's one way you could learn. Or you could learn the second way. The Torah said, Ke'ilu was a Dover Hefka. So in these both Eifanim, we understand how a Gazlan can make a Maisa Mashiach. Either we have a Ke'ilu, everything works with a Ke'ilu. Either it's a Ke'ilu, the Nigzel was Makne to him, so that's how the Gazlan is Koine. He's Koine Lishai Bonsen, he's Koine to be Koine Beshine. That's one Ke'ilu. Or maybe Ke'ilu, it was Hefka. If it's Hefka, so you can make a Maisa Kinyan on Hefka. That's his Shaila. L'mayin afkemin is a trabe kevege by a cotton. What's it nafkin by a cotton? If I'll say it's keilu, he was maknet him. So that's a cheres maknet helps by a cotton. So cotton could also be a gazlin. It'll be kind of bishinui. He's a gazlin. He made a maitha kinya. That's a cheres maknet helps. If you say that the keilu is keilu was hefke, then a cotton won't be kind of bishinui. At kan loshin Rabbi Kivege, but Rabbi Kivege says one more nikud. This is a suffix of Rabbi Kivege. Zot Rabbi Kivege, well, let's talk. Afilu lemaise, zot Rabbi Kivege razoi. Afilu lemaise, I'll say that a cotton could be koin, he's a gazlan, it's tasacher, it's makt, it's koin a bishini, but he's not chayiv bonsen, because a cotton doesn't have any chiyuvim. That means he made a maise kinyin. The Maisa Kinyan can make that if a Shini will occur, it will belong to him. He's a Gazlan. But the obligations of a Gazlan, he won't have because he's a Kotn. A Kotn has no obligations. But Rabbi Kivege says, when he'll become a Godel, then he'll have obligations. Because Lamaisa, there was a Maisa Kinyan before. The Maisa Kinyan is a Maisa Kinyan. Maisa Kinyan makes he's a Gazlan. Calls money's a Kotn, he doesn't have any obligations. When he becomes a godel, he'll now live up. He made a Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan can be Matal Chayim on a cotton. So when he become a godel, now be Matal Chayim. The Maisa Kinyan didn't disintegrate. It's here. When he becomes a godel, he'll become a chayim. And but now he'll be kind of bishinui. If you say this, this is Rabbi Kibbeger's Asofak, and he blinds by a Torah. So L'chayra, I wanted to say, so Benison, the Mephoshim asked, what was the Shaila of the Gemara? So I have a Murdikipshat in the Gemara. The Gemara clears our Shaila, is there a din of Mamoni Gaboch? We're speaking about as follows. That a cotton stole some Mamoni, and he was Seveya his Tzema. He was Seveya his Tzema. And the Gemara said before, it can't be speaking about that he stole the a tzeva, and he ground it, and he soaked it, because then he'll be kind of a shini. No shine. Okay? So it's not speaking about that. It's speaking about he stole some amonim shruyin. Fine? He stole it. And then he went, and he dyed his beggar. Fine. So he's a cotton. There's no chiyuv amonim. Perfect. So now the Gemara closes a shayla, but now, fine, he's a cotton, no chiyuv. So now the shayla's as follows. Can the Nigzel come to this cotton and tell him, you're right, there's no chiyuvim on you, but anshuldik, mameini gaboch. If yesh vachsam amonim agabi tzema, so you have my moment. I'm not being mechayv you to pay anything, I want to take back my moment. Give me back my moment. I ain't vachsam amonim agabi tzema, there's no moment over here. So nothing. That was the shayla of the Gemara. And it's a mechadik shayla. It's a Mardike Shaila. So Lechayr, it's so good that what's the Gemara's cash? The Gemara says, but he's Mechuyev because he stole it. So the Gemara means, because he won't be a cotton forever. He has to grow up. So Al Kalponim, he's saying now he's a cotton, so Klesha, maybe, but he'll be Mechuyev. That means, Abba Kivegel says, that every cotton, if he steals before, when he becomes a cotton, he's Mechuyev Bonsen. That means it's a maisik zeila that's mechayiv in bonson, but a cotton is a mechuyev. But when they'll grow up, it'll be mechuyev. So the shayla is today, 2 days before the bar mitzvah, but after the bar mitzvah, it's mechuyev today. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara's kashi. Yeah. So kaponim, we have a psashtikal mahalach, what the havamin of the Gemara was. But because the Gemara says, you can't say the Shailas if there's a Tvi of Mameini Gaboch, because if you're Yeshvach some Mamonim, you can Monda some Mameini Gaboch, if you're Yeshvach some Mamonim, you can't say Mameini Gaboch, but Al Kaponu Gemara says, but he's Mechuyi for the Maisik Zeila. Elo lahachkis. So now the Gemara makes an about face. The Gemara said, till now we were learning, if yesh svach samamonim, he's mechuyev. Ein svach samamonim, he's potter. And that the Gemara asked, if ein svach samamonim, he's chai for the mice exhale. So the Gemara says, no, the kash is fakel. Elo lahachkis, the shayla is fakel. Ein svach samamonim, magabi tzema, uboi shlumilei. Fakel. He stole it. And now, ain't shvach samamoni al gabi tzema. So memele, so he says, listen, you stole my samamoni. Give me back my samamoni. Fine. So you have to pay. It's ain't shvach samamoni al gabi tzema. Fine. You stole from me samamoni, pay for it. Oy dilme yesh shvach samamoni al gabi tzema. Vamale yamonchi kamoch shaklinu. If you hold yesh shvach samamoni al gabi tzema. Fine. Here, take them. In the Mucham Zuma Kamitzis Veisha Besagzela, here's the Samamonim Aben. Take them. Take your Samamon. Don't take my Tzema. Take the Samamonim. Here. Veisha Besagzela. Now the Gemara is going with an opposite Mahala. Yesh Tzvach Samamonim, you'll be Potter. And then Tzvach Samamonim, you'll have to pay for the Gzela. Frag the Gemara Shaklinu. What are you telling him? Well, yes, shvach samonim. Say, take back your samonim. But my shokli, how can you take it back? This is a chagalechta. You died your tzema, and now you're saying that it's called that the samonim are ben. Take back your samonim. How can he take back his samonim? Shema shemayim. Your tzema has died. Shmuel says, betzofen. You can take it off the wool. Wash it. What's all? Wash it with detergent. You take it off. Back to Gemara, it's often. Detergent, avuri mevot. You're right, you'll take off the samamonim. But ashover loyovit. But you're not returning the samamonim. So this is no shayla. You can't say the shayla is that benahapachu, if you're yesh shvach samamonim, he doesn't have to pay for the gzela because he can make a mais ashover with the samamonim. Ain't shvach, he has to pay for it. So Moses Aganusvi, apula yesh shvach, he also has to pay for it because he's not making a ashover. You tell me, take it back. How can I take it back? Ella. Och, ebbe mayes kinin ke goyin de gozal tzemer v'samonim dechad. So the Mor says, we're still speaking about a mayes exhaler, but here we have the Mor says a nightfall. We're speaking about that he stole tzemer v'samonim dechad. Reuven stole Shimon's tzemer. Reuven stole Shimon's samonim. V'tzovei lahu tzema bahanach samonim. And then Reuven, the Gazel, went, he stole the tzema, he stole the samon, he died it. Now you have died tzema. Then all of a sudden, this Reuven had a hero tshuva, was tutzer, shem shemayim, I gazel the tzema, I gazel the tzema. Now, after the tshuva. After finish, so he decided to do tshuva, he's going to return everything. Now he's going to return the tzema. So now we have a shayla. Yesh shvach samonim al gabi tzema. Do you say yesh shvach samonim al gabi tzema? Become adalei samonim b'tzema. So he's giving back samonim b'tzema. I'm returning everything. I'm giving you back your tzema. I stole your tzema. I'm giving you back your samonim. You're getting back everything. As mekayim v'eshev esegzeila asher gozlo. Gevaldik. So yesh shvach samonim. So then you'll be potter. I do me ain't shvach samonim agabi tzema. The tzema mahadalei samonim le mahadalei. That's the shayla. If you ain't shvach, so there's no samamonim ben. You stole from me samamonim. You're not returning it. You'd return me a colored baguette, but chazus alav milse. That's not called you returning me samamonim. So you're turning me the tzema, yashekoyech, but the samamonim you have to pay for. You didn't return the samamonim. Frag the Gemara, omri tefek lei de yakalei nelei bedomi. So lechera the Gemara means to ask. Gemara says, you're right. Ain't shvach samamonim, you're not returning the samamonim because chazus alav milse. But I'm giving you back tzema that's worth more money. So the Yisroi Hashivui from the Tzema, as I'm paying you up for the samamonim, but it's Chazus Alav Milse, but I'm giving you, I stole from you Tzema that's worth was worth $100, and now I'm giving you back tzema that's worth $200. So I'm paying you up for the tzema money. So it mentioned by the last year, that the Teresh Mool asks, and Shuldik, this shpach belongs to the Nigzol. I mean, what is he paying him up with? That's right, the beggar is worth much more money. Maybe after Shenzen Neufen, the Gazlan command the Yitzias. Maybe the Gazlan command the Yitzias. As you'll say, that he's kind of the Tzema Bishinui. You say it's kind of the Tzema Bishinui. This is a Shini on the Tzema. So the Tzema is his. So everything is his. So the Tzemer is his, and so it's not, so the Shvach belongs to him. But the Lashon HaGemara is not mashma like that. I mean, the Yosef, and so why does the Gemara speak about this? The Gemara seems to be saying, that he's returning the Tzemer, he's not returning the Tzeva. So the Gemara says, but he's giving back more expensive Tzemer. Maybe Lachay is not returning the Tzema either. It's he was kind of a shinui. Unless that's what the Gemara means, but it's not mashma like that. So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha d'zol tzide. So the Gemara gives a teret. It's speaking about that dyed wool got very cheap. The market crashed. So even though he's giving him back dyed wool, but it's not worth what the tzeva was worth. So memele, so that's the shaila. So if you say, your vice is also not going to be shindy. See, if you say, yes, shvach samoni magabi tzema. So I'll return everything. I'm returning the, here you see, Chloe is not going to be shindy because if you hold Yeshvach Samonim B'Tzema, I'm returning the Tzema, and I'm returning the Samonim, and I couldn't talk. So, why wasn't he kind of Bishinui? As you'll say, I don't know if this is an emesoteret, unless you'll say as follows, there's a Moiradike Beis Aaron that brings down a Makedus submission that says something as follows. He says, the Gemara had before Shaila, the Gazel was kind of Bishini. If it wasn't kind of Bishini, it was kind of Bishini, so it's, there's no Shaila, it belongs to him. Moses speaking about he stole liquid dye, not kind of Bishini. In fact, the Helikipne Yeshua doesn't understand. Good. But when he dyed the Tzema, that goof is a Shini on the dye. That goof is a Shini for the dye, so he's right to kind of the dye. As if it's a Pnei Yeshua Kash. So the Beis Aaron brings down from Bamakevus HaMishnah Moirdikazach. He says, if you take dye and you dye Tzema, that's not called a shini to the dye. The dye, there's a shini to the dye before the dye was in a vat, and now it's on the Tzema. Didn't change, just changed the place where it was resting on. Before it was resting in a vat, now it's resting in on the Tzema. Before it was wet, now it's dry. But it's the same dye. It's only a shini mokim. It's just resting in a different place. What's that called a shini? The tzema, it's called a change. The tzema changed. Before you had raw wool, now you have dye wool. That's called a shini. The tzema is called a shini, but the etzem dye is not called a shini. As I state in Beis Aaron. So perhaps this is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara, it was speaking about that he stole the tzema, he stole the dye. The shaila is, if you say, yes, shvach samamonim al gabi tzema, so I'm returning the dye, arei shalach lefanech, I'm giving you back the dye. It's worthless now, because zol tzive, that's not my geshift. Arei shalach lefanech, afelo huzal yosek, arei shalach lefanech. The tzema that you give back could be the tzema take his. The tzema take works out tashlumim. I'm paying you back for the tzema. I was kind of the tzema, and I'm kind of the tzema, and I'm paying you back with my tzema. So if imkainim anachdus, so then the Gemara would be very good. The tzema belongs to the gazlan. The tzema belongs to the nigzal. Now, if you hold yeshvach samamonim agavi tzema, I'm returning the tzema. Areishalach lefanecha. Vein shvach samamonim agavi tzema, I'm not returning the tzema. That was the Gemara said, that it became more expensive. The Perish Mule Sakasha, it's more expensive. How could the Shabbos belongs to the Nigzal, the Chavit, the Shabbos belongs to the Gazlan, because it was kind of Bishini. But I do not know if this is true. The Kitzer, about Kaponim, let's get back to the Gemara. That is the case of our Shaila. A person stole Tzema and Tzeva. He dyed the Tzema. Now he's returning it, and the tzeva is worthless, old tzibit. So if you hold yesh shvach samamonim, I could say reish loch lefanech on the tzeva, you hold ein shvach samamonim, so you have to pay for the tzeva I stole. That is, we were up to by the previous year. Before you say me, I'll tell you another teretz. Kegoin the tzeva bohu kupa. Tzeva bohu kupa. So let's see what Rashi says. Inami the tzava bu kupa. Gozel kaif, he stole a monkey, samone, he didn't steal wool and dye. The nigzel had a monkey and dye, and he stole the monkey and the dye. The tzava sa kaif, and he dyed the monkey, umarzirele, and he gives back the monkey, a dyed monkey. Before it was a brown monkey, and now it's a yellow monkey. Fine, he dyed it yellow. So mele, so now it's good. If you'll yesh shvach samamonim al gabi tzema, al gabi the koyf. So I'm returning. Here's your monkey, here's your tzeva. Finish a good talk. If you'll yesh shvach samamonim al gabi koyf. So yeah, I have to pay you for the tzeva. And here it's not shver the kasha, but it's worth more money. I don't have to make an akimta that the market crashed. A yellow monkey isn't worth more money. Some mele, so it's very good. So we'll change that. Instead of stealing tzema, he'll steal a kite. And then you don't have the kasha, the yakele neli bedomi. The lo yakele. Then others say this is not Rashi, but Amrila kupish on the tzorim doesn't mean a monkey, it means a kupish on the tzorim. It seems also this kupish on the tzorim is not worth more if it's died, if it's not died, some amela. So he invited the same shayt. Ravina Omar, Ravina said another case. Hoche b'maya skinin kegoin that's a murder case, and we will solve all our problems. The tzema dechad, the samonim dechad. It was like this. Reuven had tzema. Shimon had samonim. Fine. The kasi koi. Now a monkey came. Some of the monkey, I have to give a monkey, ich weiß. And he wants to make monkey business. So he goes and takes, he sees dai from Shimon. He sees a beggar of Reuven. So he wants to go to the dying business. So this monkey goes, and dies the tzema of Reuven with the dye of Shimon. Now, fine. Now, the monkey is all of a sudden out of the commission. The monkey's out of the Nishnegeyed of the monkey now. Now, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, you know, Reuven, your tzema is dyed with my tzema. I want Mamayni Gaboch. Now we're back to Mamayni Gaboch. We'll go back to the beginning. So I have a tvi of mamayni gabo. See if you hold yesh shvach, samamoni magabi tzema. Says the taina mamayni gabo. Give me back my tzema. If you hold ein shvach, samamoni magabi tzema. So I don't have anything. Chazusala musa. So faltik. That is the shaila. Yesh shvach, samamoni magabi tzema. Domali havli samanoi de gabo. Give me back my samamoni. I do mein shvach samoni magabi tzema, but omalei less loch gaboi klum. You don't have anything of mine. I don't have anything of yours because chazusa lav milsa. Let us see Rashi. Kigoyin de tzemer dechad, v'samonim dechad. Lavlin yin gazlin kaboyle. The ain't kan gazlin. There was a monkey who made this whole shayla. So Emerson, this was the first mahalach in the Gemara. Is there a tzviya momoini gabach or not? But the Gemara, the Avamin Elbert speaking about that, how did this come about? Through a gazlin. So now the Gemara says, so a gazlin is saibesai chayiv to pay. Even ain shvach some money. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about with a kaif. With a kaif, some amela. Now we have a shell. Is there a tviya mameini gabach? It is not a tviya mameini gabach. Let us see Taisvis. Look Taisvis. Hamon chi kamach shaklinu. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about that he stole some amonim. He stole some amonim and he dyed his semel. And if you hold ain shvach some amonim al gabi his semel, so you have to pay him for the some amonim. You stole it, so pay. Now you have to return it. You're not returning it. It's not here anymore. Chazus ala milse. So he has to pay for what he stole. If you hold yesh vach sam amonim agabi tzema. So Moses says, amon chi kamoch. So here's your tzeva. Take it. Let him ask. She can't take it. Okay. So Taisvis, umikomokim agre boi lemesev lemishkalu. So Taisvis says, the Gemara understood, how can you take it with a detergent? Fine. Then Moses says, that's not called a shabbat. But before that, so the Gemara held, you have to take it. I'm saying take it. Like the Taisvis, you know, you're a detergent. You have to give it to a cleaner. You have to. So there's a sauce over here. So what are you telling me? Take it. So Taisvis says, the Gemara and the Havamina held that I have to pay you for a cleaner also. That means you want to get back your tzeva. So memele vashteitzach, you can't peel it off the tzeva. You have to need a detergent and cleaners. So it's mutal on me to make a hashoveh, so I'll have to pay for the detergent. That's in the cleanest, whatever it is. The Gemara just asks later, that's mechlal not hashoveh, because it gets off the beggar, but he's not getting back his tzev. Okay. So Taisa says, umikomokim agre boi lemesav lemishkalu yizicha, this gazlan will have to pay for the hoitzoes of getting off the tzeva from the tzema. The kivin the osi liyode boile mevet ashove kedamalel gabizerg matbeiliyah. The Gemara says before, after tzadik chesem adalef, the Gemara says like this, if Reuven stole a matbeye from Shimon and threw it into the yam, then he can't say, amunach kamoch, this is the mayim sludim, there it is. The Reuven is a gazlan. He has to make a hashoveh. That's not called a hashoveh. He's showing me where it is, 20 miles under the sea. Showing me where it is. Now that's not called a hashoveh. You have to hire a deep sea diver and bring it up. That's called a hashoveh. The Gemara said if he didn't steal it, he just pushed it in, then it's a shayla of grum or gami. Then he could find, I wasn't mazikit. It's not a hezik. Now it's there, Nebuch, I feel sorry, but if he made a Maisik Zayla, he has to pay for the toy. So Taisva says, the Gemara and the Havamina that held, he can make a Hashavah by telling him, let's clean the beggar. So fine, fill in the Nihat, that's a Hashavah, but you have to pay for the toy. I don't have to pay for the toy. Since you're a Gazlan, you have to make sure I have a Hashavah. Cause mine that's on the beggar, it's not called a Hashavah. The Gemara says, fine, that it's speaking about that it was the tzemer of the nigzal. It was the tzeva of the nigzal, and the gazlin dyed the tzema with the tzeva, and now that was the shaila. If you hold yesh svach samonim al gabi tzema, so you can say, arei shalach lefanach is returning the tzeva, of yodein shvach samamonim, so it's chazus alamil, so he's not returning.
So the Gemara says, Leitzchiche des Olzive. It's speaking about that the dyed wool became cheap. So the Gemara is, even though it's a Siaker, but it's, he's not paying him with the dyed wool because it became very cheap. Mikoma kamayri de gozol samamonim shruyim. So then he can't say Reish Loch Lefanecha Filu Yehov Yesh Vach Samonim Agabi Semer. The Tzov Abu Kupe. So the next to the last Akimta was, Rashi said, Perish Bekuntris, Shagozal Kuf Besamamonim Shruyim, the Tzov Esakoyf. So Rashi said Pshat, that the Shaila is as follows. The Shaila is, that Reuven stole, Shimon possessed a monkey, Shimon possessed dye, and Reuven stole the monkey and the dye, and he dyed the monkey. So Memele, so now that's a shot. Live yod, yesh, shvach, shamamonim, agabi, tzem, it's called that the tzevas ben, says the reish shaloch lefanachi, he gives back your monkey, he's back your dye, finished. Mekai mitzvah sashon. He's not making a shava on the tzemer, chazus alam milsim. Now we rest a kasha, but it's worth more. So a monkey is not, a dyed monkey is not worth more. That was the test. The tamer. So Tosfos says, the imkain, afsidei biyodayim. It's afsidei biyodayim. He agavna zekniku machayif. Tosfos says, what's, he's saying that what? You're saying that if you hold yesh vach samamonim agabi tzema, he won't have to pay. Like Tosfos, he was mazik the tzema. You took dye and now you put it on a monkey, which is useless. So he's chayv al tzmazik. So if you hold yesh shvach samamonim agabi tzema, you also chayv. That's Tosfos Kasha. I'd like to mention a teretz of the Balamoil and a ktais, perhaps we'll understand what the machlokes is. The Balamoil says a very interesting teretz. The Balamoil says, you know how he dyed this monkey? Let me tell you exactly what happened over here. There was a vat full of dye. And the vat full of dye, and then he went and he threw the monkey in the dye. So he gave him a dye bath. Now the monkey came out, it completely died. But Zuk the Balamoyer is like, so he's not a, this is Garmi. Means, this is similar to like, I pushed someone's hand and the Madbeya went into the Madbeya went in Mayim Slulim, the Madbeya went all the way down. So if you hold Garmi is Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Over there. But I need now a deep sea diver to get it. So you were going to me after. I can get it. So then if you hold Garmi is Chayiv, it's Chayiv. Yol Gami is Potter, it's Potter. So, I mean, I was going to be a Hefzit, I'm sorry. The coin, I wasn't Mazik, the coin, there's the coin, it's finished. Zuk the Balamoya, the Agamore held Gami is Potter. That's the case of it. He says, he's a Mazik. So I feel you hold Yesh Svach Samamonim Agami Tzemel. You should still be Chayev, because he was Mazik the Tzemel. I was a Mazik. I think it's Mazik the Tzeba. It wasn't Mazik the Tzeba. I threw in the monkey into the vat of Tzeba, and now, it's a little problematic here's your Tzeba, but it's problematic to get it off the coin. Okay, that's a pass. I was giving you a headset, but Kami is Potter. So if I stole the tzeva, I can say Reish Loch Lefanach. I'm not a mazik. It's Gami, it's not a mazik. Ad kan loshin the Balamoyel. Tosfos didn't like this. Tosfos says he's a mazik. So there's a moira de kiktois. The kiktois es a kashe. And this balamoyer, the balamoyer Rambam. Taisvis says, Taisvis and Dabzadik Chesem Adalev, the Gemara is speaking about Garmi. So the Gemara said like this. The Gemara said, let's talk about the case of a Garmi for 1 second. The case of a Garmi is that a person was holding a Madveya, and another person pushes his hand, and he was next to an ocean, and it flew down into the ocean, and then the Balamat Bey comes to me. So if you hold Gami, it's Potter. What's your problem? There it is, over there, 40 miles down. Fine. I needed a deep sea diver. That's a grom, huh? That's what the Gemara says. Fine. Gemara says there's a difference between Mayim Tzlulim and Mayim Akurim. That means if it's Mayim Akurim, that means it's dirty water, you can't see it. So then that's called you a Ma'abit the coin. it's in the Atlantic Ocean. No. That's called you a Ma'abit the coin. It's Mayim Akurim. It's talking about, if I count the coin, it's here, I'll show you exactly where it is, you see it yourself. So I wasn't Ma'abit the coin. No, now you have problems getting it. No. Goma ben Nizok and Miss Potter. Huh? That's the Gemara. Zok Toisves, what will be if it's Mayim Tzlulim, that you see it, but no deep sea diver can go down so deep? So what will be the din then? I'll show you. There it is, but you can't get it. No, it's so deep that a deep sea diver can't go down and get it. Zok Toisves, then it's called Mayim Akurim. There's no my like it. Here it is. Is not doesn't make it ice magic. Here it is means if you see it and a deep sea diver can get it. So that's called gomme. Fine, the old gomme is potty, or me is potty is potty. But if you can't get it, so showing him where it is, that's a magic. That's what Taisus says. Track the halakhic choice. We just mentioned the balamoyer. It doesn't say like that. The balamoyer said it's speaking about as follows. That he threw the monkey into the vat. The monkey is now completely died. And we hold Gami is potter. So I tell him, here it is. Here's your die. Frechtek Zeus. What's helping me? I can't get it. What do you mean? Here's the die. It's in front of me. I can't get it off the monkey. He's died already. So Mamela, so what shot the Balamoy is terrible? Zochtek Zeus. So we see the Balamoy is chaylik on Zeus. That there's a machloik is the Balamoyer and Taisvis. Taisvis said, a monarch kamoch, if I tell him, here it is, that's nothing. Here it is only an eitzah, if I have a way of getting it. Just showing me where it is and tell me I was only a goyim, that's if I can get it. Good, I need eitzah, that's only goyim. But if I can't get it, that's not called, you returned it to me, I'm sorry, because here it is. And the Balamoyer seems to hold, as long as I can say here it is, what's will stuff from here? I'm giving you back the you can't get it? That's not called a mazik. Fine. That's what the Ktai says. Abba Bakitzel, Taisvis did not like at all the Rashi's pshat, because that's a mazik, the Nira Leforish, the Tzavabu, Kupe, not the way Rashi says that he died a monkey. Kloima, Begreyes, Bekir, Kain Koif, Shehu Machua. It means like this, the Moyes Takashe, the Afilu Yodain, Shvach, Samonim, Agabi, Tzema, but Lemaise, he's paying back with expensive Tzema. So the expensive Tzema should be a payment. The expensive tema should be a payment for the teva. So the Gemara says, speaking about, he made not a good job. So the tema didn't become worth anything else. It was a very inferior job. Like it looks like a monkey afterwards. The tema has yenet zuris. I'm a mailer. So we have the shy. Now we had. Now, we're coming to Amir Dikataisvis, The last side in the Gemara. The last side in the Gemara was that we had Reuven had Tzemer, Shimon had Dai, and then there's a monkey that comes in and takes the dye of Shimon and he colors Reuven's Tzemer. Finished. Now, Shimon comes over to Reuven and says, Mamayni Gaboch. You have to give me back the, you have your dye and you have my dye and your tzemer. So that's the shaykh. If you hold yes, shvach, samamon, magabi, tzemer, it's considered like you have a double be'en. So Shimon is 100% right. You have to return my dye. You owe me dye. It's mamayni gaboch. Pay me for it. I mean, it's mamayni gaboch. You can't use tzemer. You have my dye on it. If you hold chazusa lav milsen, it's like it's nothing ben. So then, the Shimon is not tiny to lose. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, now we have a Shaila, can Shimon montam Reuven, you have my dai, mamayni gabo. So if you hold, yes, shvach samamonim agabi tzema, say, come on, ain't shvach samamonim agabi tzema, it's not mamayni gabo, finish. Taima, traktoises, amare de kekash. But it's not ben, and lomdus, it's not ben, fine, okay. Aber hareinene, shetzimre mula bedomim. Aber between you and me, before he had raw wool, and it was worth a chveis, $50. Now he has dyed wool, it's worth $100. It's nothing ben, it's nothing ben, it's called chazuzot. But lemaise, your wool is worth another $50 because of Shimon's Tzemach. I mean, let's face reality. Simre mula bedomim yoise v'yishali mashenene. So pay mashenene. You have enough from him. Kamoi. Ochla mitoy chalchov. First place, I'm merdi kekash. There's a din shein bushus haram mispot. Fine. I'm not chayiv out the mazik of shein. But, if my behema ate the rishus haram, ate a meal in the rishus haram, I have to pay mashenene. That means I have to pay the owner of the behemoth. It's not my shizik, but I have a no. I don't have to give the behemoth to eat now. I just saved the meal. I have a no. So there's a tashlumi mashenenis. Where is it? It's digested already. But you have a no from it? You have to, there's a tashlumi. V'yonene from yenim's nechos mafilo. It's not here anymore. There's not v'yomamoyni gabal. It's not ben anymore, but you have a no. Or v'noflo legine d'akoynis. בפרק אלו נארס, אמר תוכב לחברי משקים של אחרים בבייס הבליה, במשל עם מה שננה. The Gemara says in Ksubis, that someone takes, Shimon takes Levi's mashkim, he takes a bottle of soda of Levi, and he pours it down Reuven's throat, and so Reuven has to pay mah shenenes to Levi. Let's forget about Shimon. About Kapon, Levi can run from Reuven also. You and Nene from my mashke. Right, so my male factice was, we're talking about, put the work as a shah, as a yah ben, as a nish ben. Forget about ben, there's a new din of Tashlumi Mashenenis. You derive benefit from his mammon, so you have to pay for it. Now you have tzema that's worth 100,000 because of his tzema. So you Nene from his tzema, pay for it. V'yesh l'chalik, z'ktoises amur d'kishtik toire. Da'ano d'hoche einei bo'al yedei maisa, v'lo yedei maisa behemtoi. U'betochav lo'i chaveroi afo pi she'en ze al yedei maisa, mikol mokoim ne'ne gufoi. Now, Toises says, amur d'ki yesod, which comes out, amur d'ki chedush. Toises says like, you were learning wrong pshat mashenenis. The din that if I'm deriving hano from yenim's mammon, I have to pay, is talking about three cases. Either I took the hano, or my behema took the hano, or my goof is nene from the hano. Then I'm responsible to pay for the hano I derived. But, Over here, so that means like this. I brought a raya. My behema went and took your peiris and made it b'shus harab. Good, there's no chiyuv mazik of shem v'regel b'shus harab. But my behema helped himself to your peiris. That my behema helped himself to your peiris. I'm a chiyuv to pay son. And I'm deriving benefit from that. I'm a chiyuv to pay for the hano. I'm deriving benefit. Or if someone throws, pours mashke down my throat, so I'm having a no gufaynen. Over here, there was a monkey that tied my beggar. I didn't do anything. My mom didn't do anything. I have a no. There's no din tashlumi mashenenis. Tashlumi mashenenis is not a blank statement. If you're deriving hano from someone's mom, you have to pay for it. It matters. If you took the hano, or your goof is nene, or your behemoth took the hano, for such a no, you have to pay. But Amazon, you have a no from Yenem's mom, you don't have to pay. This is a murder kechidish emashen. Zokte veite shach arunta from the Yam Shul Shloime. So let's learn what this is saying. So comes out a murder de kezach. What'll be the din? If Reuven has a behema, and Shimon takes Levi's peiris and sticks it down the behema's throat. Shimon takes Levi's peiros and sticks it out Reuven's behemoth's throat. So Reuven won't be chayv him ashenenis. The behemoth didn't take the hano. I got a no taka, and I don't have to give him behemoth teeth for the next 2 days that he had a hearty meal. But I'll call upon him. I won't have to pay for it. As I said, the Yamshe Shlem. As I come to Taisvan Taisvus. Taisvus is saying, I'm going to Kechidish. Agavuche, the Shach says that is true, according to this first answer of Taisus. But if Shimon will take Shimon's peiris and stick it down Reuven's throat, Reuven's behemoth's throat, then he'll have to pay. Als what? Als yoyret. That means if I want to be mashbiach, your nechosim, and I'm a chavin lashbiach. What am I doing it for? I want to be mashbiach. He didn't ask me, fine. But I want to be mashbiach yo nechosim with my nechosim. So you have to pay me. I saw us. Whatever this is. Yod el tachtoina. No one asked me. But if I want to be mashbiach yo nechosim, that'll be mechu you have to pay. Fine. That faces first there. Taisus says a second teretz, and according to the first teretz, we have to learn to shas whenever there's a din of tashlumi mashenenis, that it has to be he took dan, or if he didn't, or like this, adol b'chotza chaveira, good. I took a no, I'm living in your house. There's a whole sugi of makif and nikif, that there were two the outside fields and inside fields, and someone surrounded the outside field, and there's a child the inside field, there's nene from the mechitzas of the outside field. Al sugi is a nene, is a lechosa, is a nene bechosa. That is a shreklecha kasha and taisvis. He didn't take the hano, I'm deriving benefit. I have a protected property, 100%. Moiradik, I'll give you brochas each day, not a penny. I didn't take hano from you. The gemara does tell this is a kasha and taisvis. How come this is the first teretz of Taisus? The second teretz of Taisus is Inami Hano the Ochel Shiva Hano She'ena Elo Noi Baal Meyosa. So Taisus says a Moiradike teretz. If Chazusa Lav Milsa, the Kasha fights of Nishton. Taisus said, your tema is worth more money. Chazusa Lav Milsa, I'm not mechuyif. Stop me. I don't have anything of yours. Chazus salam milsa. Trek tabel chanan. I don't understand this. The kasha is, it's worth more money. So you tell me a teretz, because of him. It's worth money because of him. So you tell me a teretz, chazus salam milsa. But it's worth more money. So, I mean, what's the teretz? What is pshat teretz? So tabel chanan, something very, very interesting, and this will be Messiah. So tabel chanan, there's a concept of hezek shein and nika loish me hezek. What's pshat? Let's take a case. A kohen had, tumah that's worth $100. I take a sheretz, I metame the tumah, now it's worth $5. So, the old hezek shein and nika loish me hezek, He's potter. He's potter to pay. Let's not talk about Knosser. But he's potter, Minna Teir is potter to pay. But it's worth $5. It was worth Oja. But I wasn't mazik it. By making it worth less, you have to be this Hilchis mazik. If I was mazik, I damaged it, then you're mechuyev to pay. If a hezik shein a nikah loish me hezik, it's not called I, it's worth less, but I didn't damage it. Now mechuyev to pay for that. Even though it's worth less. No one ever says it's not worth less, but that's not called a hezik. Zutrabuchonon, the same thing is benahapachu. That because of your tzemer, because of your tzeva, my tzemer is worth more. Tak, it's worth more. But now, so yes, I should have to pay. So I said, if there was a change in my, that means if your tzeva is be'en, and your tzeva is making my tzeva more expensive, then I have to pay for it. If your tzeva is not be'en, so you're right, it's worth more. But there's no chiyuv mashenenes if there's a lomdus of chazusa la milse, and that's what Tosfos means, noy v'al meyoyser, chazusa la milse. That's what Rabbi Chanan says.